I am here at the Autumn Lunch event at Epsom Downs, and joining me now is Giles Brandreth. How would you like me to introduce you, Giles?
Well, you can say, hello, my old friend, or you can say, this is Giles Brandreth. What is he? Well, he's a podcaster. I have a podcast, actually, called Rosebud. I'm the author of a new book about A.A. Milne and Winnie the Pooh, because this is the centenary of Winnie the Pooh. And I'm a friend of QEF. It's one of my favourite charities, and it makes a real difference to the lives of young people, particularly with a whole range of different disabilities. And it's, I mean, I'm particularly excited to be here this year. I've been before because they've got these marvellous new, well, I think they're calling them Bugsies.
Yes.
Which enables young people to move about in a way that they couldn't before. So that's exciting, and it's stuff that isn't available on the NHS, so the charity is very necessary. So it's a great cause to support. It's lovely to be here.
Well, you mentioned Winnie the Pooh celebrating its centenary, but Queen Elizabeth Foundation for Disabled People are celebrating their own milestone this year, 90 years of work. And you are a guest speaker at this lunch, so you've mentioned a connection that you feel to this charity. How do you think your public profile adds a bit of value to their work as well?
I don't know that it does at all, but I love coming here. And they need to have somebody to speak after lunch. And they've got me, and they know it's me because I've turned up in a colourful jumper. The jumper I'm wearing features Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh, 10 years older than the QEF, because Christopher Robin, a real boy, the son of A.A. Milne, the author, was born in August 1920. A year later, he was given a teddy bear. And the teddy bear became, for his birthday, the teddy bear became Winnie the Pooh. And the Winnie the Pooh stories, the first one was published in the London Evening News on Christmas Eve in 1925. So this year, as well as being the 90th birthday of all the work that the foundation has done for people with disabilities, is the centenary of Winnie the Pooh. And there is a connection between the two, which is, I think, quite an interesting one. Christopher Robin, the real Christopher Robin, grew up. Of course he did. When he was a little boy, he was world famous because the Winnie the Pooh stories in the 1920s became world famous. And he quite liked being world famous in the 1920s, being Christopher Robin. He liked having his photograph taken, signing autographs. You know, he even made a record singing, "Little Boy Kneels at the Foot of the Bed," one of A.A. Milne's most famous verses. He loved it when he was a little boy, but as he grew up, he wasn't so sure that he was happy to be the boy in the storybooks. Anyway, he eventually did grow up, and I knew him in the 1980s when he was in his 60s. He was a really delightful person, and he introduced me to his daughter. His daughter was called Claire Milne, and she had cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. And it was very interesting. When I met her, he said to me, "You can meet Claire, and if you think she's got cerebral palsy, you will look at her through the lens of her having cerebral palsy, and you'll see only the disability. But actually, if you meet Claire, you'll meet Claire, and you'll see the real person." And that taught me a very important lesson about people with disabilities, that actually, if you view them through the prism of their disability, that's all you'll see. But if you see them for who they are, then you really see the real person. And Claire Milne, I have to say, was a lovely person. She was grown up by the time I knew her. She loved to laugh, she loved to sing, she loved to dance. But she was grown up, so she enjoyed a glass of wine. She was great fun. And that taught me something about actually seeing people for who they are, not for what maybe their challenges of their life, but to see what they give to life. So a charity like this one is so important because it actually gives people as much independence as is possible. That's what it's all about, giving independence to people who otherwise might be constrained by their disabilities. So it links to Christopher Robin because some of the millions that came the way of the family and other causes through A.A. Milne's will, and there was a lot of money because the books were very successful, and then Disney came along and made Winnie the Pooh a famous character on TV and in the cinema. There'd been lots of money. Some of that money, I'm pleased to say, has gone to young people with disabilities. Mm. So there's a connection between Winnie the Pooh, 100 years old, and the QEF, 90 years old.
Amazing. And one last question about your book as well. You're writing this new book, Somewhere, A Boy and a Bear. What sort of legacy are you trying to add to the author, A.A. Milne, and his story?
Well, it's a book, really. It's called Somewhere, A Boy and a Bear. It's a sort of phrase from the last Winnie the Pooh story about a boy and a bear still playing as the years go by. And it's a book about childhood. It's a book about growing up. Of course, it's also a biography of the Milne family. Mm-hmm. Alan Alexander Milne, 1882 to 1956, a really successful, globally successful author, the man who created Winnie the Pooh. It's about him, his family, his childhood. And it's about Christopher Robin and his family, his wife, his daughter, Claire. So it's a family saga. But it's also about the importance of Winnie the Pooh, those four children's books, two Winnie the Pooh storybooks, and two books of wonderful poems. The King Asked the Queen and The Queen Asked the Dairymaid. It's one of my favourite poems. The Changing Guard of Buckingham Palace. Christopher Robin Went Down with Alice. Those poems and the Winnie the Pooh stories. They've stood the test of time. And it's partly because they're beautifully written. They work for people of all ages. But it's also because we live in a pretty difficult and dark world. And sometimes you need to get back to the simple joys of childhood, where there is sunshine in the 100-acre wood, where there's going to be honey, which I love. I love honey. Where there's going to be adventure, happiness, goodwill, gratitude. They're gloriously positive books. And in this dark world, they provide a passport to pure happiness and the best of childhood. So that's why I hope people will buy Somewhere, A Boy and a Bear. And I hope people also will think, I ought to support a charity at Christmas. Why not the Queen Elizabeth Foundation?
Well, Giles, thank you very much for talking to us. It's a real pleasure to have you on Radio Jackie.
We love Radio Jackie, and I partly love it because it's named, I don't think it's named deliberately, in honour of a magazine that used to exist, I don't think it does anymore, 50 years ago. My wife, Michelle, who's come with me today to Epsom, has many claims to fame. She was a television presenter half a century ago, the first woman, actually, to read the news on British television, up from Manchester, where she was working at the time. But she also did some children's programmes, and as a result, she was a cover girl on Jackie, on the magazine. So we're pleased to be with Radio Jackie, because I brought for you a Jackie magazine cover girl to just add something to the Radio Jackie experience.
I would love to indulge you and say there is a connection, but we're actually named after Jackie O.
Oh, as in Jackie Onassis?
Yes.
How interesting.
Yes.
And why is that?
There was a step from Radio Caroline.
Do you remember Radio Caroline?
Yes.
I'm afraid I am that old. Oh, there was a Caroline Kennedy. Yes, you're right. Who was maybe the daughter of John F. Kennedy. My, my, my. Well, there you go. So Jackie O, as in Jackie Onassis, who had been married previously to Jack Kennedy. Well, it's all making sense. But your older listeners will remember the magazine Jackie. And Michelle is here. Michelle, just say hello to everybody.
Oh, hello, everybody. It's just lovely to be here. I love you all.
And you can hear Michelle occasionally on our podcast, Rosebud, which I do think, actually, Radio Jackie people would enjoy. It's a podcast where every week I meet somebody famous and I say to them, what is your very first memory? And they think back and tell me their first memory. Then we unpack the story of their lives. And we've done everybody, literally, from Dame Judi Dench to Sir Keir Starmer. We've done several prime ministers, in fact. Yes, big names on Rosebud. And then on Tuesdays, we have special episodes from my diaries, and Michelle sometimes pops up there. So that's Somewhere. If you're Radio Jackie people and like a podcast, do listen to Rosebud.
Thank you very much for your time. That was Giles Brandreth speaking to Radio Jackie News.